This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Scott Hinkey is with us. On-site consulting, your one-stop shop for all of your computer needs, 720-482-8383. Scott, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you again, too.
Since 1982.
I know.
Now, everybody think
very
where
tired.
You were in 82.
I was in high school in 82. In fact, not too far from the studio here. And I worked for a computer company in high school. And then I taught some computer classes to a middle school while I was in high school. And I did some training on the side in high school.
Now, what kind of classes in 82 would you be looking at?
I taught some kids at a French school. It's like a bilingual school with English and French. And taught them the basics of a computer, including a floppy drive, because that's what – there were no hard drives back then. And there were no mice back then. So it was an Apple II. And I had to bring over to the school every day a computer and a floppy drive with the big 5.5-inch floppies and a monitor. Kind of just explaining this is what you put in and this is what you put out. And then we did basic programming. There's a language called BASIC. Okay, and so it was super simple. Like you just add numbers together. It's really elementary level programming, but gave them kind of an introduction to computers back then. You know?
Wow, that's cool. Well, they've changed a lot, haven't they, from what we used to look at?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Did you have to have a pickup truck and put the computer in the back of it with the monitor?
Yeah. I mean, three trips between the car and the school to get the computer in there, just they're so big. But, things have gotten a lot smaller and a lot more compact. They still do sell computers with low memory. Like, if you ever have Black Friday sales, and they say, hey, you can get a computer for $100. At the Walmart, right? The first five people there get this $100 computer. It's worth $120 normally. I mean, it's not really – you're not getting a huge discount. Right. And some people's – your cell phone, your brand new – no, your five-year-old iPhone probably has more power than that computer does. But it looks shiny, and it's on Black Friday sale. So I've got to go work any faster? Nope. This is a 15-year-old processor in a computer, and it's incredibly slow and has as much memory – less memory than your cell phone does.
Right.
Wow. So be careful for stuff that's too low.
Absolutely. All right. Computer repair. Let's touch on that just a little bit. And I ask you before we came on air here, just, man, do things change on a daily basis of what you see? And you said, you know, almost every day there's something unique, we'll say, that comes through the door.
Yeah. Well, you got software that changes all the time and viruses and scams. And we can talk about that in a second. Computers are kind of the basics that they've been with for years. You got a hard drive. And you got memory, which helps your computer work a little faster, and the mouse and the keyboard. And your Windows changes all the time, but that's software. So a lot of the computers are about the same. But, in fact, I don't know if I mentioned this last time I was here. I was interviewed by the Washington Post, and they did a story on buying refurbished computers, which is amazing. And I don't know how they got my name, but she did an interview with me for the Washington Post. And basically, it's if you're going to buy something, make sure there's a warranty on it. There are places in town here in Denver that sell refurbished computers with a one-week warranty. Unbelievable. Would you buy a car with a one-week warranty on your car? And so, you know, get someplace that's reputable, has at least, I mean, a month. We offer a year warranty on our stuff, and you can get a computer for about half price of what you would buy a new computer for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the majority of people, what we sell out on are the lower-end computers, the ones less than $200. And they said, you know, you can get a computer for $200? Yes, with a warranty. And it does everything that this person needs, emails and check their bank accounts, and they shut the lid, right? They're not a big computer user, so why would you pay $600 for a laptop when you could spend $200 for a laptop? So we tend to sell out of those quickly, and we're having a hard time even keeping those in stock. But more often what changes is software. So that's the program on the computer. There's updates, good grief, all the time. And usually they're security updates. They're not something that's giving you an enhancement to make your life better. It's because they found a flaw in their computer program and they're trying to patch it up.
Right.
Now, there's some kind of updates we don't even tell people about because it's really hard to fix and it could crash the whole computer. and we don't want to do that to you, right? So we don't want you to do it. And if you want us to do it, you'd have to pay us 2 hours at your house to fix something you don't even think is wrong. Do you know what I mean? And you don't want to take your car somewhere and they say, it's $200 for what? Oh, don't worry about it. Just give me $200. We don't want to be like that. But some of the updates can like crash your network or make your computer not start again. So we're really hesitant to do that. But if you run a business and the computer guy says we need to do this major update or someone's going to hack into all your computers, don't spend the rest of the day having him explain to you what he knows and you don't. Just do what the guy says so the guy doesn't hack into your computer. But we see this so often, not so much with businesses because we really take care of them well, but with residential people, they're just clicking. They click on anything. Mm-hmm. Something says click here. Oh, okay, I'll click there. Got to think about it before you click on that. Somebody sends you an email that says, here's my summer photos. Like if Scott Watley were to send me an email that says, here's my summer photos. One, I do not want to see Scott Watley dressed in a swimming suit. And two, he's not on vacation. He's here in Denver. I know he's not going anywhere. I don't want to see his photos. Don't click on it. No matter how curious you are, don't click on the button. Because that's how it's going to pop up something saying, oh, warning, this could be hazardous to your computer. You think it's a photo, but it's not. It's a program that has just infected your computer. And we get this every day with people who have done that.
So is that usually when people open that door and you walk up, is it because they've clicked on something? Is that bringing most of the people in, or is it not doing updates or a combination?
It's usually clicking on something.
Okay.
And it's not something like that's as easy as Scott Watley's summer bathing suit photos, but it could say something like, I just looked at one on my phone, your UPS package is delayed. Okay? Click here. And if you click there, it'll take you to a site that has you enter your name and password, I think. And now they've got your password. And it's not UPS, by the way. Who knows who it is? So what you got to do is you either hover your mouse over it. So if you're on a computer, you hover your mouse. That means don't click on it, but just put your mouse over it. And at the bottom of the screen, it'll tell you where that's going to go if you did click it. So if you clicked on, if it says click here to go to UPS, and you put your mouse over it, and it, like I just did this one on my phone, and it went to some foreign company in another country. It's not UPS. Doesn't matter what it, if it says it's UPS and you click on it, you're going to that other country. You're going to put in your UPS password, which is probably the same as your bank password and your credit card password. And you've just given a stranger your stuff, right? And that's how people get scammed. A lot of times that'll put something on their computer that tomorrow will trigger, do you think you've been scammed? Is your computer running slowly? Click here. That's because they put the program on there the next day, so you'd call them to get your computer fixed. Right. And then you let them into your computer and then you've, you know, they put more spyware on there and they say, oh, we'll fix this for free. Don't worry about it. They usually start with, we're going to remote in for free because that's such an easy thing. And of course, I'm going to let somebody in my house. It's free. But once they're in there, they put more and more stuff on there. Oh, this is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's $1,000 to fix this, but we'll do it for you for $500. Wow. Okay. But still, they'll scam people out of average is $500. But then when you pay that bill, they also have your credit card.
Sure.
They could take $50,000 or whatever your credit card limit is. So you got to be careful. And it's all psychological. It's psychological issues, you know, that you're being conned.
Right.
It's not technical.
Is it better, you think, overall, when you're purchasing something on a computer to use like a credit card rather than a debit card?
I don't know. Debit cards, you know, come out of your account immediately.
Right.
So that means you can't, I don't think you can get your money back if it's a debit card because it's already in the criminal's pocket. If you use a credit card, you have a little bit of recourse and you could push a button. I do this all the time.
Right.
It says reject or dispute the credit card charge. And then they spend hours trying to figure out if that was correct or not. And since we're on that topic, you know, you need to check your credit card statements every month in your house. A lot of people just pay the balance, you know, and don't check every single thing. But there are very frequent ones in there that are scams. They've got your credit card, and they're not going to charge you $1,000 because you're going to catch it. If they charge you $15, it's not worth your time. Like, it'll say Amazon, $15. And it's not Amazon. It's a scammer. Mm-hmm. And but they know that most people aren't going to worry about it, so they let them go through, and they don't check it. So that's what I do, is check my credit card statement every single month just to make sure.
All right. Scott Hinke is with us, owner of OnSite Consulting. Their number is 720-482-8383. They're located just right off Hamden and I-25, 6446 East Hamden Avenue, right there in that King Supers parking lot. Now, let's talk about, we got a text in about kids on computers. And I don't know, do people call you sometimes or parents come in going, man, how can I protect our family? So whether it's really parental advice or computer advice and probably a little bit of both, what are some of your guidance steps here?
Well, being that I have two kids and I have done the wrong thing. So I'll tell you the wrong thing to do. And one time we went on a trip and we were in a foreign country and I was just really worried that for some reason I'm going to lose a child while I'm on this trip. So I made sure we all had cell phones. So the two parents had cell phones and we had the two kids have cell phones. So you get lost somehow, we could somehow communicate, we could find our way around the city and things like that. Well, once you give a kid a cell phone, you can't get it back. It's physically impossible to get them it off of their hands and give it back to you. And they thought I was the greatest dad in the world and, you know, we'll keep in touch and stuff like that. And then, you know, they don't even text me anymore. They're on TikTok and Instagram and all these other things and what's another one? Snapchat, talking to all their friends, and they're wasting a lot of time on their cell phone. And that was the big parental mistake that I made, was I got the kids technology, I don't say too early. They were 13, 14 years old.
Okay.
Well, they weren't really young. But still, once you do that, you can't turn back. So with parenting, I tell people, if you get a computer, you should put it in the hallway of your house or your living room. It's going to look awful for 4 years or 6 years or whatever. But you'll always be able to see what the kids are looking at. You face the screen towards the parents, not towards the wall. And you could always watch what they're doing. You know, are they on playing games? Or are they doing their schoolwork or whatever they're doing? You have authority over it. And get them a desktop. It's hard for them to carry a desktop into their bedroom, right, and hook it up somewhere. So and once you get them a laptop, then the kids kind of disappear. They're in the bedroom with the laptop.
Sure.
And my kids, you know, they can't sleep. It's because they have a laptop that they can't sleep. But then if they wake up in the middle of the night, they watch the rest of the Netflix show that they fell asleep with in the middle. And, you know, with COVID, too, that's what kids did. They were all addicted to their technology because that's their school. But also they could watch movies on it during the day. So it turned into a big issue. But parenting is probably the big thing. And I'm not a good parenting teacher. You got to get a parenting speaker on here to talk about that. Yeah. But I think my mistake was I gave the kids technology a little bit too early. If you give them a computer, make it a desktop, not a laptop. And there are a couple software things you can get, though. The one I've always suggested is called Net Nanny. It's one of the most popular. It's been out there for, 15 or 20 years, maybe even longer than that, Net Nanny. And you can kind of control what the kids see on the computer. Of course, kids nowadays can get around that. They might be fine. There's a way if you do Control-Alt-Delete, this, that, they might be able to get around the Net Nanny. There's another one that is not a well-known one, but we suggest it. It's called OpenDNS. I don't even know what DNS stands for. Dinosaur, Neanderthal, Starfish. Okay, DNS. You put that on in your house, and it controls what's going through your router. So the router is the thing from Comcast or CenturyLink, and what kind of signals can go through. It's actually a free program too. So if you want to try it, I'd start with this OpenDNS. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. You put it on one person's computer, like the parent's computer. It filters everything that's in the house. But like if you have something like Scott Watley's into guns and hunting and stuff like that. If you put that in your house, you will be restricted from getting that too. You can't look up an article about sportsmen's guns and hunting because it's a gun and it's violence, right? So then you've got to unblock that. And then you could put different things on for racism and pornography and things like that, though. So that's called OpenDNS.
Okay. Again, Scott Hinke is with us, On-Site Consulting, 720-482-8383. And I'm telling you, you want a place you can trust, all right? And good night. For over 20 years, we've been using Scott and his services, my wife and I and many of our friends and all, and guarantee you they will treat you right, honest people. They do good work. We sent them to some clients here, even on Haystack Help, some of our own clients. So they will treat you right.
Yeah, that's the way we made it through 40 years.
Yeah, exactly.
If you just treat people right all the time, then everybody loves you. And we barely do any advertising at all. It's all word of mouth. Out of all the thousands of people that we help about 11,000 people. And most everybody loves us.
Sure.
And we just do a good job for people. So, and that's it. If any of your viewers need something, I know you've got my email somewhere here. It's scott@hinky.com, or you can call the studio for that, I'm sure. And you just got an email. You can't figure out, is this a scam? Am I supposed to pay this? I mean, some of the obvious ones, like my Gmail is over limit.
Mm-hmm.
Gmail is almost impossible to go over limit. You'd have to have like 500,000 emails to go over limit. But if you have a question about that and you get an email, just forward it to me. I'll respond and say the same thing I just said 5 minutes ago here on the show. Put your mouse over it. If it doesn't go to Google, it's probably a scam.
Absolutely. All right. I want to talk about kind of some scams and all, and it just seems like there's so many of them out there. But I'm just going to kind of bring up a topic, and then I'll let you comment. But
okay.
What about, you know, shopping again on the computer? It seems like sometimes, you know, boy, you even look something up on Google on your phone or something like that. Boy, you start seeing ads on it on Facebook and all the different things. So just around, you know, what warnings would you give if we're going to be buying stuff, you know, quite a bit on the internet?
Not everything on the internet is true. Anybody can make a website. Anybody can put an ad on Google. Okay. A couple years ago, Yahoo, you buy these little ads that go on the side of the screen. So while you're typing in, you're logging into Yahoo in the middle of the screen, on the side it'll say take a trip or go to Target or whatever. They bought an ad, and when you clicked on it, you got a virus. It was a direct scam, but because anybody could put an ad on Yahoo and pay them $1,000 a day, well, this virus and this scam was making them $1 million a day, but Yahoo never caught it. So you got to be careful with things. But even if you Google stuff, you can come up with bad things. I remember I had a client who was looking for sandals for her husband. So she put in men's sandals or something, or cheap men's sandals, and she was going through, and then she got a virus. Because somebody had a virus on the website for men's shoes. Mm-hmm. Long time ago, when I had money, we went to Disneyland, which is a lot of money. And I Googled cheap Disney tickets. Okay. And
that's why you get a virus, man. You're
going
cheap.
Well, that's right. I figured somewhere it's going to be something I don't have to spend full price going to Disney. And apparently, you do have to spend full price. But I went down this little list of stuff, and I went to one site. And I can't remember what it was called, but sometimes they're popular. There's one called Universal Tourist, and that's a pretty popular one. And then there's TripAdvisor. That's a popular one. But if it's something like cheapdisneytickets.com, okay? And I thought, okay. So the second I clicked on it, my browser, my computer popped up and said, warning, this is a bad site. Don't go any further. So my computer caught it, but it was called Cheap Disney Tickets. And it was listed in Google, like one of the first top 10, and I clicked on it. So you got to be very careful with what you're clicking on. One time they had a place that was called, and I don't remember the exact name, but it's something like the Heathrow International Airport or Heathrow International Hotel or something. Okay, and if you go there, it shows a big picture of the hotel, and you can go in and book your rooms and stuff. There was no hotel. Somebody just made a really great website that looked like it had a hotel there. So then you're shopping rooms that don't exist. You're paying $100 a night, but you're giving them the credit card. So with everything, just double check stuff. Right. And if it's too good to be true, you really shouldn't do it. Like I've almost fallen for some ones that say, hey, get Microsoft Office, which is normally $400 for $20. Oh my gosh, that's great. And I start to read it and I think about it and I go, I could sell this for $100, right? And I bought it for $20. This is going to be great. But first you got to think about it. Okay. It's just like Disney. Microsoft does not give you any discounts either. So you go to the website, you click on it, but if I were to buy it, I would also get a virus, or they get my credit card,
right?
And now they've got my credit card, and they could spend whatever they want to on it. I had 1 year; I had to change my credit card 5 times in 1 year. Somehow, the companies I've done business with, which are mostly reputable, but sometimes we have to buy a computer part from some guy in Kansas, you know, Joe's Kansas Computer Shop, and he could get hacked into. Not that he stole my stuff,
right?
But maybe somebody hacked in his computer, took all the passwords and credit card numbers, and they took my stuff. So one time, 5 times in a year, I got my credit card number stolen, right? So that's why you check your statements too.
Sure. Now, again, we're just going to kind of run through some things here, but you got to be very careful too of when there's natural disasters. A lot of people wanting money. A friend of mine told me about one after this shooting in Buffalo. He got an email about, hey, we're raising money for these people. So, hey, we're all about helping people. But you probably just should never do that online, right? Talk to someone that you can right. trust and verify the source.
Right. And that's hard to decide because there was a shooting in Colorado recently, and then I know they set up a website called Money for This mm-hmm. Cause. Websites are also flagged. Like within the first month, they're kind of flagged as potentially dangerous. So sometimes your computer won't even go to that site, and your antivirus program will block you from that site. So legitimate sites can get blocked, even though they're legitimate, and bad sites can get through. But yeah, I could go out right now and make a website called, save the squirrels, right. save the Denver squirrels website, and I could have pictures of squirrels, and everybody, if they all donate $10, I'm gonna put it towards rescuing a squirrel, right? And I don't have to do that. Sure. I can just take their credit card money. I'm right. not, you know. There's no certification on the website or whatever.
No one's going to verify.
Yeah. No one's going to verify the squirrel website. So you just got to be careful with what you're doing. You know, kind of look at getting two different responses to it or research it. So I tell people about this I teach a class on travel. If you're going to go somewhere, do some research into the reviews of people who have actually stayed at that hotel. Okay, it doesn't matter what the name of it is. Deluxe Miami Hotel, beautiful. You know, it looks like it's a beautiful place to stay, but if the people who stay there are talking about bed bugs and horrible service and, you know, the air conditioner doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I went to a place that didn't have an air conditioner in Hawaii. I did not read the reviews. We went to a place in Hawaii. We get there. We're all like, where's the air conditioner? And there was no air conditioner in the room, but I got it cheap. So we had the windows open all night with the chickens. Chickens were barking in the morning to wake us up. But just read the reviews to kind of get two things, you know, talk to somebody who's been there before.
Sure, absolutely. Once again, if you're just joining us, Scott Hinke is with us. It's On-Site Consulting. Since 1982, folks, they've been doing it and doing it right. 720-482-8383, 6446 East Hamden Avenue, just right off Hamden at I-25. They can help you with all your computer needs, monitoring and maintenance, business consulting as well. And you mention this every time, so we might as well mention again. You say, besides On-Site Consulting, don't let anybody in your computer.
Don't let anybody. You have to know the person. So you know me, and if I do you wrong, then you're going to go complain to Scott Wadley, and he'll, you know, yell at me on the radio. So you know me. So On-Site Consulting's good. If you know your kids and your grandkids, okay? Other than that, I don't think you should let anybody in the world remote into your computer. You know, you can call HP, but you might not even really be calling HP. So when they remote in, they're scammers. Mm-hmm. Somebody calls you. We've had the weirdest scams about somebody thinking that they have an Apple computer, but they have a PC. But they said, well, we could fix that anyway. Let me remote in. And the guy ended up Xeroxing his passports and driver's licenses and started sending it to this guy. It's like, this doesn't make any sense. When somebody calls you out of the blue and says, I need to get into your computer for something, it doesn't make any sense. Don't do it. And Microsoft cannot detect what's happening with your computer, you know. Mm-hmm. If they say, hey, we noticed you have a virus, they do not know you have a virus. There's no way on the planet they remotely can tell what's happening with your computer. Who can tell is Comcast. We've had this happen once. There's a thing that used to be called Napster, and they have some other ones where you can download software free on the internet, which is illegal. It's illegal to do this. But if you keep doing it from your house, Comcast will shut your house down. They turn off the internet, and they don't even call you. They have so many things to do. They're not going to call a customer. They'll send you a letter in USPS mail in about a week saying, we shut you down because you're distributing illegal software from your house. Okay. So it is possible.
Wow.
Because it's their system, Comcast's electrical, you know, the internet system. But nobody knows how well your computer's doing unless you let them remote in there. And this is a good point. I didn't even tell you about this, Scott. We have a way that we could monitor people's computers for certain things. And a lot of businesses have it. It's $60 a month in major businesses, like immediate 24/7 response. We're going to rush out there. We're going to fix your computer within 24 hours, all this stuff. We're not doing that. But we have a thing that'll tell you if your hard drive's going bad. We can tell when your hard drive's at the failure point. And but you will never get a warning on your computer. So it mm-hmm. sends us a warning, and we can tell you what to do. It will also get you updated. You know, there's like average person has 20 programs on their computer, and each one of those has an update to do. And you manually should go to every single one, Adobe, Java, Zoom, Chrome, Firefox, Edge, all your drivers and stuff like that. And we have a program that'll do that update. And we're doing this special program. It's just $15 per year, not per month. And we're gonna just update your software once when you first onboard with us. And then next year we'll do it again. But we'll monitor 365 days a year to see if your hard drive's going bad. Because if you have never had a hard drive crash, it will crash when you least expect it. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever expects your hard drive to crash. And you rush in and you've lost all your documents. We've had people crying in our office when I tell them this because they have lost everything. And this, what we have is $15 a year, and it'll send us a warning. And then we tell you guys and we say, look, bring it in. We'll test it for free just to make sure this warning's correct. And then you could decide, do you want to buy a new computer? You want to buy a refurbished, whatever.
All right. About 2 minutes left. Any other specials you want to talk about that you've got going on?
Nope. I'm always a friend in the business, just like the diamond guy. You know, you got a friend in the computer business. You got any questions? Calling is not the best thing. My email I'll mention is scott@hinke.com. The stational here will have it if you ever have any questions.
Yep. And that Hinke, H-E-N-K-E. And once again, their address, 6446 East Hamden Avenue. The number is 720-482-8383. But, hey, if you got a problem, got an issue, got a question, get in touch with Scott. And, again, he'll advise you in the best way. They also help out seniors. And you really don't have to show any ID to qualify for that, all right? But it's PCs, the number 4, seniors.com. And take 60 seconds. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we refurbish computers. I mean, the biggest thing that breaks is the hard drive. And so we buy a lot of computers from auctions and stuff. We replace the drive with a brand new high-speed drive, put a one-year warranty on it, and you'll be out of there for $200, $600 for a desktop or a laptop. Okay. So if at one-third the price of what a new one would be happy you got a warranty on it and everything. So give us a call or come on by.
All right. That's great. Scott, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
It's On-Site Consulting, 6446 East Hamden Avenue, just right off I-25 in Hamden. Once again, the number 720-482-8383. And when you go in, mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Want to keep making your 30-year payment but own in 15 years? Want to be able to access your equity for future needs and not pay for it now? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. We have been showing Coloradans how to own their home in less time without changing their 30-year payment. Home values are at the highest in their history. Take advantage of being able to access your equity for 10, 20, 30 years without making payments now. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Worried about inflation? Everything getting too expensive? Learn how to be able to access your equity without having to refinance and pay closing costs over and over and over. Do it once, and you're good for 30 years. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Tired of paying too much interest to own your home? Stop. Learn how to lower your total interest cost, 720-895-0500. Locally owned and operated since 2001, and where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical, and I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there, and Alan has been doing a great job there. Family-owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical, and it's only $69 for an eye exam, so call them today, 303-321-1578, and mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Only an experienced trial attorney like Kevin Flash truly understands the fair value of a personal injury case because he knows how juries make decisions. You and your insurance company determine the value of your case differently. Your insurance company enters keywords into a computer program to generate a dollar amount, probably leaning toward the lower end because they have an allegiance to their stockholders. You have a more emotional view of the value because you recognize the total impact of your injuries beyond economic damages. Kevin Flesh knows the truth. In our legal system, only a jury determines fair value. Unlike most personal injury attorneys who rarely bring cases to trial, Kevin Flesch spends nearly every day in court. He knows how a jury would likely react in your case, so he knows how to estimate fair value. There will always be a difference of opinion between you and your insurance company. Learn the truth from Kevin Flesch. Call 303-806-8886.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for being with us. Always good to have my good friend Randy Caranci in studio, owner of E-Bike of Colorado. They're located at 544 Front Street. Their number is 720-739-0299. Mr. E-Bike, how are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Man, you know, up the store yesterday, and I have never walked in that store, no matter if it's morning, afternoon, whatever. You guys don't have people in there.
Yeah, it's busy.
It's a busy store, really for busy. Sure. And when you think of the town, Louisville, I mean, we're not like your downtown Denver where there's millions of people on by, but I mean, there's always customers in there. And here's something I noticed real quick, because I was kind of wondering, because I'm going to get an e-bike and I'm super excited, and we'll talk about that. But, you know, this isn't something for just older folks. I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of ages in there.
I know. There were some young people in there yesterday. Well, they're every day, but yeah, they're in there. It's becoming, you know, a good part of people's lives. They're starting to realize that they can use it to commute. They can use it to go to the grocery store. They can use it just for pleasure, just to get some exercise. And they're finding that, you know, I don't know if you noticed or not, but the gas prices have gone up a little bit. And so that's how, you know, that helps.
Absolutely.
With having an e-bike. And they get around. You know, people can travel easily 12, 15 miles.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really affect them that much, as you know, because they have that assist.
Absolutely. I want to talk about your staff for a minute, because, again, I've been up there several times, and sometimes just kind of, I would just observe, because my background in sales and sales training and all, and, man, I just got to compliment you on your staff. I mean, every person up there really, I mean, I'll walk by them and they don't even look away from their client to look to see who's walking in or what. I mean, so what I'm saying is eye contact, knowledge. And I've noticed there's some that people walk in that have a little knowledge, so, man, they just pick up where they are. But then most of the folks that don't have any knowledge whatsoever, they'll start just as basic to, you know, make them feel comfortable too. So, man, you've done a good job there.
Yeah, you know, we've been blessed with our staff, and they are very, very dialed in. They're very intelligent when it comes to the e-bike business. They study it, they understand it, they know what's good, what's bad out there. Mm-hmm. And you're right, they stay focused on that customer, they're listening. And, you know, I think probably one of the biggest and greatest attributes is that they're very patient.
Right.
Because people come in that don't know about e-bikes, they need to be educated.
Sure.
And I don't want to say they're intimidated, but they might be a little bit shy.
Yeah.
And they're just unsure. And there's bike shops out there, hard to believe, but it's like any business, you know, there's... they will kind of like look down on you if you don't know what you're walking into. After all, it's an e-bike.
Right. Yeah.
Well, some people don't know what an e-bike is, and it's our job to help educate them and get them comfortable with the terminology and what it's all about, and the three classes. And like I said, our employees, all of them, are very, very well versed in the whole e-bike industry.
Right. And you mentioned three classes, and what Randy's referring to there is, we kind of talked about this a few weeks ago on a show, but kind of, I don't know, tiers or classes of bikes. There's three, basically, right?
Yeah.
Class one, two, and three. And actually, I was looking on something last night that it said tier three, or three-tier bikes, e-bikes, are good for all Colorado trails. I was kind of doing some research on that last night. And if what the internet told me, which, you know, it never lies to us unless you know something different. That's what I read last night. Is there any correction to that?
Yeah, there could be.
Okay.
Sometimes the class three, the 28-mile-an-hour bikes, they actually, some municipalities don't allow them.
Okay.
But mostly class one and twos, they do allow. It just depends, and it's, you know, it starts at the federal level.
I mean, unless you're
they
just,
don't know.
Just blowing by, you know. I mean, but
there's tags on the bikes that they're supposed to be tags, or I mean, manufacturers are, I think, are required to put tags on there that says class right. 1, 2, or 3, and some of the bikes don't come in with them. It's kind of silly.
It is silly.
Because they're not gonna.
Like a lot of our things out there.
It's laws are laws, right? And right. That's what that's. So, but, you know, the class one is the 20-mile-an-hour bike with pedal assist only. You have to pedal that bike to engage the motor. Obviously, you can ride that bike by turning that motor off and just riding it as a regular bicycle.
Sure.
The class two is also governed at 20 miles an hour with a pedal assist, and it has a throttle. Some of those bikes we're starting to see will go up to 25 miles, 28 miles an hour, similar to a Class 3, if you pedal it.
Okay.
But the throttle's governed at 20 miles an hour. And then the Class 3 is pedal assist only, no throttle, and you can pedal that bike up to 28 miles an hour. So.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Once again, it's E-Bike of Colorado, located at 544 Front Street in Louisville. And you guys are open 7 days a week, right?
Yeah, we are.
What are your hours?
10 to 7, 7 days a week.
And that makes it easy for everybody.
Yeah.
What are people most surprised to learn? You know, they come in and I'm gonna let's take the client that's never been on an e-bike before, and then they go for the ride, which is so convenient right there by your store on the trail. When they come back, what are just some of the comments that you hear from people when they're like, wow, that was harder than I thought, or you know, my gosh, that is the coolest thing ever. That's what I heard most.
Once you get past that smile, because they're usually smiling so big when they come in, and they, that was a blast. That was so much fun. Where has this been all my life?
Right.
And that's a pretty common statement. And a lot of times you'll hear people say, boy, this is so much different than what I thought or what I was told. My brother-in-law, he's an avid cyclist, and he was telling me all about e-bikes, and it's nothing like he talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of common things you hear, things like that. And it's because he's never ridden an e-bike,
right?
Most likely.
Sure, sure.
You know, he's a cyclist, and that's great. But a lot of people think they know what an e-bike is all about. They really don't until they try it.
Right.
And that's our thing. Just try it.
Just try it. Absolutely. Try it. And, you know, when I came up the other day, and Pete was so kind, because, man, I'm just being honest. I don't even know the last time I've been on a bike. All right, to be quite honest with you. And so ATV, yes, but not bike. So, but just going through, because I'm not a big technical guy, you know. And, I mean, boy, but it's so – I mean, it is so, so simple in the way that they explain it, where it's super easy to remember. I mean, he went through it with me and, you know, 5-10 minutes, and then I went out on the trail, and I mean, it all just kind of came second nature. I mean, it is very, very easy. So I hope people won't let that whole e-bike and buttons and different things to push intimidate them any. So kind of talk us through that.
Yeah, so you're very typical of that, you know. So, you know, Pete, all of the whole staff is very good about that. They teach you, they go through the whole bike with you, you know, front brake, rear brake, here's the gears, right. And then here's the pedal assist modes. And then you practiced in the parking lot, didn't you? Mm-hmm, he had you ride around there for just a minute or two.
Right.
And then he sent you out on that trail, about a 3-mile round trip.
Right.
And that you got a good sampling of the type of terrain that you would typically experience. Some hard surface flat ride, and you got onto a flat surface Crusher Fines trail. And then you did that hill climb, didn't you?
Right, right.
Yep. And sometimes people are like going, oh my gosh, I'm not so sure I can do that. And then they get going, and I wasn't there the day that you were in there test riding, and but it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
And it does feel good. I mean, I can see why. And you know, I saw something last night, because there was something on the news, one of the news channels, about I guess some 3-foot rule that's now they're going to be changing all these signs around talking about that. But one of the things they showed is, I think it was 72% or 78% of people in Colorado have at least one bike.
Yeah, I know.
That's amazing. So what I'm saying is, I can see why people ride bikes, but man, you got to try an e-bike just to come up and try it. And you guys make it so simple. You got all the bikes there. You got a trail right there. You've got all the knowledge there. So, man, as you say, why not just come up and try it?
Yeah.
Right?
I remember yesterday when I came back, I was in Denver doing some things, and I pulled into the warehouse, backed up to the dock area there, and got out of the truck, and I said, hey, is Scott Whately here? And the warehouse guys go, yeah, he's standing right over there. I didn't see you through bikes and everything. And you're in there looking at your new bike, weren't you?
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. It's awesome. So let's just take that bike.
Okay. Right?
Because it's very reasonably priced. Kind of walk us through that bike.
Okay, so that's a fat tire bike. It's a class 2, so it has the pedal assist along with the throttle. And in you pick that bike, but we put you on several styles of bikes to try. With that being said, you like the idea maybe of having that throttle, or some people refer to it also as a boost, because you're riding backcountry.
Right.
So you're never if you're going downhill, you're still going uphill sometimes.
Sure.
And so you get stopped, you see, you know, if you're hunting or fishing or you just see some wildlife that you want to look at, you stop, and then all of a sudden you got to start climbing again because you stopped right on the middle of that uphill climb. So that throttle is going to give you that boost. You can use that to get yourself going. It's like getting that momentum, you know, when you were a kid, your mom or dad pushed you behind the
sure,
bike, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you got balanced and you started pedaling, and then all of a sudden you're riding a bike. Well, that's kind of what the throttle will do for you. Also, if you come to a stop and your balance just isn't right at that moment and you just...
You must have seen me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but then it's... And you just push that throttle. It gets your momentum going again. Mm-hmm. Start pedaling and that pedal assist kicks in.
Yeah.
And so that's a great bike for you. It's got a front rack. It's got a rear rack. We kind of tricked your bike out a little bit. We put a really nice suspension seat post. That's the nice thing about our store.
Right.
And I think other stores do it too, but we just take a real look at this. We got you set up so that it's a comfort ride for you. We changed the seat around for you. We added that suspension seat post. We also did some tube protection. I call it tire protection.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because, man, I got to watch that yesterday back in your service department. And, I mean, man, that's a no-brainer.
I know. I mean,
if it was $100 a tire, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yep.
So kind of explain it because, I mean, we saw it and you know it.
Sure.
I mean,
well, we have three levels, and each one of them is guaranteed a year. Level 1 year, level 2 years, and level 3 years. And, you know, we sell bikes like that to people that come in from out of town, like from another state, Arizona. They said, yeah, but if I do get a flat, how do I, you know, I got to bring it back here to get it fixed. Well, it's very rare that they will. It does happen just like anything, but it's rare. And I'm so confident that I say I'd do it if I were you, even though you're living in Arizona, because you're not going to have a problem. As long as you keep airing your tires, you know, if you don't put air in your tires, that valve stem is going to break.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. The level you took, the level 3, you know, I mean, I hate to say this, but I could probably guarantee that for life.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you know, eventually tubes will get, you know, weaker and weaker.
Right.
But it's going to last a long time. Scott, that's you know, and it's for punctures.
Sure.
It's, you know, goat heads is huge in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Well, we took you to another level with that level 3, and that's very, very popular these days.
Yeah. Well, man, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Like a kid getting a new bike.
I think it's going to be ready today.
I'm ready. All right. It's eBike of Colorado. We're going to take a quick break. Again, their number is 720-739-0299, 544 Front Street. Randy Carancy is with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Their summer sale is in full swing. All fishing gear 10 to 50% off. Tents, sleeping bags, and packs save 30%. 30% off all knives, Sitka clothing, 25% off. And if you're in the market for a gun safe, stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's largest outdoor consignment store, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. They've also got live bait, and if you haven't picked up your Colorado fishing or hunting licenses yet, they can help you there as well. If your firearm needs some work, head downstairs and see Scott the gunsmith. If you've got some hunting, fishing, and camping gear you're just not using anymore, stop by and see Billy, and he will explain their consignment program and how you can turn that gear into cash. Outdoor gear, guns, and ammo, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hampton in Sheridan.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Randy Carancy is in studio. You've heard Randy on the show for several months now. It's E-Bike of Colorado. They're in Louisville. I guess that downtown Louisville, downtown, right? All right. 544 Front Street. And once again, their number, 720-739-0299. You know, I go back to staff a little bit, but here's why. For people that, like myself, that did not have a lot of knowledge about e-bikes and still learning about it, it's nice to have the experience there. And and you got a birthday, so to speak, coming up. All right, July 1st, right?
Yeah.
So 5 years.
5 years.
And would you have ever dreamed 4 years ago you would be at the number of bikes that you guys have sold in that store?
You know, Scott, within that first month, really probably that first week, I realized that this e-bike thing might catch on.
Yeah.
I thought we would have some growth after that. Let's just say that first 30 days. I said, we'll experience some growth in this business. Nothing like that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you know, we've been blessed. We're blessed with our staff. We're blessed with our suppliers. We're blessed with our location. It's just the ability to have the storage to store the bikes.
Right.
Just everything. You know, we got 100 bikes on our showroom floor for test rides.
No, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And so, no, I didn't think we would have that kind of growth. I hope, you know, you have growth. But this has been pretty phenomenal, really. I mean, that's
right.
A pretty big word, but that's how it is.
Yeah. And you talk about, you know, man, you look at the mess we've been in, especially these last few years. And I think what I'm seeing, too, is just, I mean, I've walked in there and seen, you know, couples, families. I mean, I can't think of any other thing you could do, really, as a family to come in there and get everybody an e-bike and, man, do things as a family and spend that time out together.
You're right on.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right, you know. Here's the thing. We are in some really – we've had some pretty tough times, the COVID thing and now the economy and all of those things that are following. You get on a bike, you ride a little bit, all of a sudden you're experiencing nature.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't changed too much.
Sure.
Maybe it has. I don't know. But,
yeah.
You know, anyway, you see eagles or birds or whatever it is, and are just smelling the fresh air. And you go, your mind clears.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of some of that negative stuff that's all around you, that's pounding on a person day in and day out. So, riding a bike as a kid, that was our thing, right?
Right.
That was our way of getting around. Then, as we got older, we rode it for exercise, for enjoyment. Some people used it for actual transportation.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing that more and more and more, because this is really, I don't want to say it's a replacement to a car. Certainly is for running errands around town.
No doubt.
No matter what town you live
in. And, you know, we're seeing a big growth in this in the outdoor industry, and you'll hear Randy on our Sportsman of Colorado show on Saturdays right here on KLZ 560, 1 to 2 on Saturdays. But they are being used in the outdoor, I mean, camping, fishing, hunting, I mean, to get way back in places. I mean, so, I mean, you talk about an all-around bike for all your needs. This is it.
Yeah. It's quiet, right?
Yeah. I mean extremely.
I
expected, I'm glad you brought that up, because I kind of expected a little roar of some type, but man, super quiet.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if you're just looking at some elk in the fields there or whatever in the meadows, and you want to just kind of sneak up on them and just see them and enjoy their beauty, you go, wow, you can do that. You can get there with the bike. A lot of turkey hunters use e-bikes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's kind of talk about the service end of things because, I mean, it's great. I mean, you got the sales and the service. And so first, is there different range of warranties on different bikes or what's kind of – how does that work?
Yeah, so, you know, Bosch system is one of our big systems, and that's on the mid-drive. That's where the motor is at the crank, okay. at the pedals. And that's a two-year warranty on the battery and the system itself. Going into 5 years, we have very, very, very few problems mm-hmm. with that stuff. And the frames are – shoots, there are some frames that are guaranteed for life, some 10 years, some 5 years. Warranty – people ask the question, and it's a fair question, but the truth is it just doesn't really come into play. That's the other thing we do. You know, you buy a bike from us, we're going to handle all that warranty right. issue. We're going to file that claim if for some reason that has to happen. We're going to file that claim. We're going to get that taken care of with the manufacturer. You're not going to have to do that. You buy that bike on the internet, and this happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your own. People sure. come in and ask us to help them, and we don't have any, you know, any power with that
yeah.
because we're not a dealer.
Yeah, saving $150 is cool when you do it on the internet, but you know what? When it comes to that service,
you just spent
it's going to, yeah.
You just spent that saving.
Way more.
Yeah. And you also might not have that bike. That bike might be out of commission for a couple of weeks until mm-hmm. you get those parts and whatnot.
Yeah, because if it's not something you normally carry, you got to order parts, and Lord knows when those are going to come in now.
And there's a yeah. lot of internet bikes that have proprietary parts on it.
Okay.
So the only way you can get it is through them. We're like most of our bikes are not proprietary parts, and we can get them from our parts suppliers rather than just the manufacturer of the bike itself. It's just a process.
Right.
You never feel that as a customer. You don't ever see that. It's like, oh, we need a new derailleur. We get that derailleur from wherever we can get that from.
Mm-hmm.
And supply chain,
sure.
it's a real thing. Today's world, you know, it's lacking
right.
the supply chain.
Now, another thing you do, again, if you're just joining us, Randy Cranchy is our guest. It's E-Bike of Colorado, downtown Louisville, 544 Front Street, and their number is 720-739-0299, open 7 days a week, 10 to 7. I was going to say your social media, people should follow you there because, I mean, you guys do a lot of cool things, and you guys even do some group rides and all, and during the summer, yeah. probably some pretty cool stuff.
Yep, we do. We have that. We do a group ride. We used to do it every Sunday. Right now, it's just sometimes we don't have the bandwidth. Sometimes
right.
it's so
sure.
busy that we can't just take away two or three people from the store to, you know, because we go out with them on the group ride. Usually I lead it, but that's not always the case. But I like doing it. So there's that, and then we do barbecues, and we do we have fun with that, and mm-hmm. we're gonna do something down those lines for the
okay.
so our birthday party, because I you know everybody refers to it's a fifth anniversary. Well, this is our fifth birthday,
yeah,
and that's our Friday. So we're going okay. to – we'll probably do something. Stay tuned and get
okay.
on our social media, you know, E-Bike of Colorado, Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
We have several different pages.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And we'll definitely keep everyone informed here on our show as well. You know, another thing I was surprised real quick in doing that ride is I kind of thought of these as maybe being like super heavy bikes or kind of clunky, to be honest with you. You know, I could not believe how smooth – how easy the bike was, you know, to ride. Because, I mean, it was none of what I kind of had already thought of in my mind of what they might look like or be like.
Yeah. There's some bikes out there, Scott, that don't even look like e-bikes. And they are just as – they're real easy, you know, easy to handle. They're very nimble. They're
mm-hmm. –
I'm talking mainly about full suspension mountain bikes.
Right.
That's a very, you know – specific rider, and they are looking for things. They want that bike to perform certain ways, and most of our guys in the shop, they ride, you know.
Yeah,
you can tell they do.
Yeah.
And they're passionate about riding, whether it's an e-bike or just a standard, we call them acoustic bikes,
mm-hmm.
you know, electric guitar, acoustic guitar. And you'd be surprised how many of those guys are continually just coming back and saying, hey, we did this with a on one of the e-bikes.
Right.
It was amazing. And these guys have bikes that are, you know, $8,000 or $10,000 mountain bikes. And they're going, this thing is not even close to that price. And it's amazing what it can do and how it can perform. You know, that's the other thing, too, is since we were talking about service just a little bit a minute ago, we have a service tech, an e-bike service tech, every hour that we're open on staff. So they might not be able to get to your bike because, you know, service is backed up, but they will certainly be able to answer some questions. They might be able to walk you through it yourself while you're there. They might be able to do a quick adjustment. Sometimes people go, I can't get this to turn on. That's usually user error.
Of course.
And probably one of the sales guys will take care of you right there on the spot.
Right.
You know, so we've done that with people that come in that haven't even bought a bike from us. We help them out.
Sure.
You know, we're a service shop.
Absolutely.
And small business, and we appreciate people supporting small business.
No doubt. Last couple of minutes here, but what about transporting them? Okay, like what are the options for racks? You know, somebody buys a husband and wife buys a pair. I mean, what are your options there?
So you want to use a platform rack, so that the bikes actually sit, the wheels sit on the platform of the rack. A lot of people, you see a lot of those bikes that are hung on the back of a trunk of a car or something down those lines. Those bikes are very, very light bikes, you know, weight-wise.
Okay.
There's no question about an electric bike is going to be heavier.
Right.
So you want that you want the proper rack. You know, we have quite a few Thule's in stock, great brand. We stock several different brands, but Thule happens to be the one right now that we can get our hands on. Now, you know, this other thing, Scott, I continually buy. We're always buying. Not just bikes, but racks and accessories, because, as you know, things get a little bit scarce in that supply chain. And but we've got the facilities to handle it. We've got the staff to handle it. We've got full-time warehouse people. We have full-time mechanics and our sales staff as well, and so it's important.
Everything you need right there. Man, our time goes so quick, Randy, but thank you very, very much. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Scott. You've been great for us.
I can't wait to get my bike. Should I maybe go get some pads and knee pads and a helmet?
I don't think you need that stuff. Maybe a helmet, but I don't know about it.
Sure.
All right, bud.
ebikeofcolorado.com. Their number, 720-739-0299. Go check them out, 544 Front Street. When you do, let them know you heard about them. You'll hear them on Sportsman of Colorado or Haystack Cup Radio here on KLZ 560. So let them know. They'll take great care of you. As Randy always says, just try it. Hey. Got great bikes here. You can go test ride any of them right on the trails. Go check them out. Great store, great people, great bikes. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.